very privileged and very grateful to the membership of the 15 counties of the Midland Northwest area who've trusted me to the Sinn Féin leadership. It's a great honour and something I take very, very seriously. I want to bring the concerns of local people in Donegal, the most peripheral area and county in this country, to the top table of the Sinn Féin leadership and ensure that we have a voice there. So look, I look forward to working with our party leadership, with the likes of Mary Lou Pierce-Doherty, Madam McLaughlin at that level, and further in the causes and the needs of the people that I see here in Donegal.
Is there any singular area that you really want to focus on in this term now?
Look, I believe very, very strongly Sinn Féin is a grassroots organisation. We're democratic from the very bottom, local membership right to the leadership. So, look, there's concerns that are brought to me by the membership across County Donegal, and it's just important that our party is listening to their members. We're our strongest when we're engaged in our community, and I just want to bring the issues in Donegal. We know we're peripheral, we're left behind in every way, and that we would benefit from the reunification of this country, and I think that's known by everybody in Donegal in this border area. So I want to ensure that voice is heard at our leadership as we prepare, hopefully, to be in government and leading in the years ahead.
Is this a stepping stone to perhaps moving beyond county council into a more senior political role?
Now, look, in my entire adult life, I've been a political activist in any since was the other struggle that I could do. I've been happy to be in the county council, happy to be in our local woman in the Coug, and now at national level in the Ard Cóirle. Look, I'm happy to do my bit wherever I'm asked to be, but this moment in time now, I'm very, very happy to be a county councillor and very, very proud to represent the people of South Donegal.